Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. I have a short solo episode for you today because I've just come back from my holiday and I have a few reflections on time and how I manage mine and what we say when we don't have enough of it, because sometimes it means different things. So yeah, I had a nice week in Wales, lots of nature, lots of sheep, lots of walking in the countryside, and it was very relaxing. I tend to not go away in the summertime like everyone else, but I usually wait a bit and then do something in September or October. And yeah, this week I had a lot of free time, lots of possibilities of how to use my time. I do tend to research sometimes when I go away to find out what kind of activities there are nearby, or what I could do there, what I could visit, because I think it's a good use of time not to be hunting around when you get there. But it's nice to be a bit spontaneous as well, because sometimes the thing you want to visit is closed, or the walk that you want to do is completely underwater because the river flooded, like as happened last year. So I don't know, I find it easier to adapt plans when I'm on holiday than I do when my nicely planned out schedule gets destroyed while I'm at work if something happens that's out of my control. So being on holiday teaches me about that, what it's like to have no schedule, no meeting and endless possibilities. But of course life isn't like that, when day-to-day life isn't like that, and we have to fit in a lot of things. And often we say, oh, I didn't have time to do that, or I don't have time for that at the moment. But what does that mean? Because sometimes it's a case of priorities, sometimes it's a case of time management. And I know for me that I tend to be a bit of an over planner. So I'm over optimistic in terms of what I can do in a day. And I write a big long to-do list and then find, oh, I did half of it, which is actually quite good, but it only feels like, oh, I did half of it, because there was quite a lot on there in the first place. And maybe it would have been better to have it as a to-do list for the week rather than try to do everything in 1 or 2 days. Because I tend to finish what I start. I don't end up with a bunch of unfinished projects. But if you are an over-planner, you don't have room for nice surprises, or, you know, just spontaneous ideas that are often some of the best ideas because they just come to us. And if we run with them, we can actually find that the results are a lot better, especially in anything creative like making a podcast or making social media content. Sometimes you need to leave a bit of room to be creative rather than expecting, right, this is the half an hour I set aside to make a podcast episode, I have to have an idea now. That doesn't work. But I've tried to manage my time a bit differently this week, and it's been good. It's been a lot, I felt a lot calmer. I've enjoyed some activities that I usually find a bit more of a challenge, and yeah, it's working. But this whole thing thinking about time made me think about I don't have time and what that actually means. So for me, it can mean all kinds of things. I don't mean when we genuinely don't have time because we have a deadline and we have to work really hard because there's a lot to do. I don't mean that kind of don't have time for a very specific reason. I just mean generally. So sometimes it means I don't want to. I mean, how many times have you said, oh, I can't come to whatever because I don't have time? And that really means I don't want to. I can't think of anything more boring than attending whatever or spending time at a place that I really don't want to be. So sometimes I don't have time just means I don't want to, but you can't really say that, or it wouldn't be very polite to say that you don't want to come to someone's party because you don't like any of the people there. You just say you don't have time, and yeah, that's fine. So sometimes it's an excuse because we don't want to do something. Sometimes it means this isn't a priority. It's like, yeah, I'd like to learn to do whatever, but there are so many other things trying to get my attention, things I have to do, that it would be nice, but It's not a need. It's just a would nice to have sometime. And sometimes that sometime never comes because we don't really want to do the thing. It would just be a nice idea. So this is more about priorities. It's like this thing isn't a priority for me. And maybe again, it wouldn't be polite to say that, but like in your heart, if you really wanted this thing, you might find a bit more time, but it never quite manages to make it to the top of the to-do list. And sometimes I don't have time for me. Something I've noticed is that I don't have time because I don't get rid of things that are taking my time that are no longer adding value. So, like when I get a new hobby, for example, there are things that I want to do related to that. Or when I want to learn a new skill, like a language, I need to set time aside to do that. And sometimes I need to think, okay, well, if I'm going to do that, I can't do some of the other stuff that I've been doing. I tend to see this more as a free time thing, but I guess it can be applied to work as well. That every time you want to add new things, it's worth thinking, okay, are all these other things that are taking my time still being useful to me, still adding value? Because if not, maybe priorities have changed and you need to let go of some of the things that you have that have run their course or that they're not really helpful anymore. And I think for me, that happens with events sometimes. You know, I'll be attending something fairly regularly and then think, actually, I'm maybe not enjoying this as much or not finding this as useful. So I tend to forget to go through this and then find I have a really busy schedule, but it's because I haven't done this re-evaluating. I think it's always good to do that with whether it's things that we're doing for our businesses or things that we're doing in our personal lives, just making sure that everything is still adding value, even with subscriptions. Like how often do we take out monthly subscriptions for things and then think, oh yeah, I'll cancel that at some point. But sometimes it's good just to look through what we actually have and like, am I still enjoying this? Am I still using this, especially for digital subscriptions? Is this still relevant to me and what I want to learn or the features I want to have or content I want to consume? Is it all still adding value? And then sometimes when we get rid of this, either events that we're attending or things that we keep getting in our inbox, sometimes getting rid of the clutter can show us that we do actually have a bit more time than we think. Okay, and the next one is I don't have time because I've given all my time away. Like if you find it harder to have good boundaries with other people, and then other people come and take your time or ask you to do things for them, or you don't have any free time for yourself because all of your time is doing things that other people want to be done. I know obviously there's some element of this if you have caring responsibilities, if you have children, like we don't all just exist as single individuals with no responsibilities to anyone. That's not how life works. But I think sometimes when you we don't have such good boundaries with certain people, there are people who will take more and more and more of our time. And that can be challenging because it means that time is a resource. We only have so much of it that if somebody in friendships as well, it can be that somebody just wants us to always have time and we don't always have time. And then that can be a reason you don't have time because you don't have good boundaries around your time. And I'm not talking about the people whom you love and whom you're caring for. I'm talking more about in a business context, for example, when things should take an hour and somehow it took three or four. Like we all have an opportunity to set boundaries around the time that we have to make sure that nobody is taking time that could be used for other things, especially on a regular basis. I'm not talking about like a one-off thing. I mean, when if there are situations where somebody is regularly taking up all of your time and it's not working for you. So that's what I mean about boundaries around time because you've given it away or not kind of had your eye on how it's being used. And the last one is like not setting aside time. You don't have time because you didn't plan something in. So sometimes if it's really important, then the best thing is to to schedule it. Like I schedule going for walks now and they're in my diary. They don't always happen at the time that I put them in, but they're there because I want to do something for me physically. I want to get outside. I want to enjoy, well, maybe not today because we're having a storm at the moment, but enjoy the nature, enjoy some fresh air, take a walk. And it's really important. But if I didn't put it in my diary, it wouldn't happen. And I know that. So I put it there and then it comes up on my calendar and I think, oh yeah, I need to go for a walk. And most days, at some point in the day, it gets done now because it's there in the diary. And the same with my language courses, because I am a language learner as well as a teacher. I have my Portuguese classes now, and they're in the diary. They happen because they're in the diary, and I don't have to think, oh, I've got so much to do. I don't have time for this. I do them because they're there and they're part of what I've planned for my schedule that week. So sometimes finding time is the hardest thing when you're busy, but it's also something that will save time in the future because if you, firstly, like with the language courses, I don't have to schedule them because I know when they take place and it's a regular thing and I don't really have to think about it, they're just there. But also, some of the things that we invest time in now, like our future selves will thank us for it. Like I intend to use all of my languages at work. And if I invest this time now, then it would be easier for me when I come to do that. Like if I'm investing time in speaking practice and developing my skills, then I can use that knowledge and those skills later when I want to actually use them in a way that would be helpful for me. But it's definitely easier when these things are built into what I plan to do rather than just saying, oh yeah, I need to find time to do that. So yeah, sometimes when we say we don't have time for things, that's because they're not going to get done anyway. We know that they we don't want to, they're not a priority right now. So it's not about that we need to find time for everything that we want to do, but if there is something, then sometimes setting aside the time to do that makes it easier so that we will have time. And sometimes smaller blocks is better as well. So half an hour to do, I don't know, write some social media posts twice a week is probably easier than a longer period. I know people like to batch, but if you start with something really ambitious, you're less likely to keep to it. The same with languages. If you know, 10, 15 minutes a day is better than 3 hours at the weekend because it's coming back to something, making it a habit. And then, okay, if you miss one, it's not the end of the world. So you just carry on. But it's about finding time in the time that we have to do the things that are important to us. So if working on your spoken English is something that you'd like to find time for, I do have a number of different programs available. Some are once a month. So if you just want an hour once a month, we have the Conversation Club. There's not so much time to find out of in 1 month. If you're busy but you want to do something, then we have the Conversation Club, one group for freelancers and one group for general English. And if you are a freelance translator who wants to reactivate your English speaking skills, there will be new groups coming up for that. It's a program for freelance translators who work with English as an additional language. And if that's something that you would like to do, so to work with me and a group of freelance translators who are in the same position, who want to reactivate their English, then we have a meeting coming up on the 22nd of October at 12:30 UK time. And so you're welcome to join us there. I'll add the link. And if you're listening to this podcast after that time, so after the 22nd of October 2025, then I'll add my LinkedIn profile anyway because I'm always posting new events there about, what we're doing and when new courses are running. So the best way is to either connect with me on LinkedIn or on my website. I have a newsletter that comes out every 2 weeks, approximately around twice a month. And so that's the best way to find out about any new groups or courses or events that are happening. And there's also, for language professionals, there's also the networking. There's something on most weeks in terms of networking. That's not language training, but it's an opportunity to speak, to get to know new people and to share ideas and tips with others. So there's always something going on. And if you are looking for ways to use your English more actively, then signing up for things that are already happening, already being organized is a good way to do that, because you find out when they are, and if you can, you attend. So it's not so much about organizing, it's about seeing what's available and what works with your schedule. So, what's the biggest reason when you say, I don't have time? What is it for you? And is there any way that you could make life easier for yourself in terms of managing the time that you have? Because I know it's not easy. It's easy to say, oh, we all have the same amount of time. And some people are really busy. Some people have a lot of demands on their time. And I'm not saying that isn't true, but I just know for me, there are things that I've done, like overbooking myself, that have made it feel that I have a lot less time than I have, and sometimes a bit of a spring clean. I know it's autumn now, but for us in the Northern Hemisphere, but sometimes there are ways to find time by having different boundaries or saying no to some things or giving yourself a bit more space to be creative, like I have this week, or maybe structuring things a bit differently, breaking things down into smaller blocks. There's so much you can do. So I'd be interested to know what's working for you as well. Have a great week and have fun with your languages.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.